Something begins to happen where you begin to forget yourself, the insanity of what appears to be the outside stuff. You begin to enter in. Enter in and remember who you are. Remember who yourself is. Remember God. Remember that you're not from here. This place is chaos. It's insanity. And to keep that memory fresh is really what we have to be about. You know, all we have to do is look around us and see the place that we find ourselves in. It's like in a human body, I'm born to die, to suffer pain, to die at the end. God, when you begin to really look at the situation you found yourself in, it's like, this is not acceptable. This couldn't be what I am. There is a God and I'm going to die? No. It's like we get so hypnotized by the world, you know? Turning on the television, Sandra and I were talking, you turn on the television, you see everything's about fear. Everything's about sickness, pain, and death. What you can do for the body that is temporal and that will die. And that's why to be, you're always going to stay really fresh with it. Stay for one step, the singular place. Realize you recognize your powerlessness. I am powerless. I find myself in the body. It's like, I am powerless. I am helpless. It's like, Father, show me, because of myself, I can do nothing. And of myself, I am nothing. So this begins your journey. And I know for me, it's AA. But you try to solve your problem in every which way. You know, you try to figure out different ways that you can regulate your drinking or whatever, try to solve the problem of your alcoholism, or in the course, your self-identity. You try to solve the problem of yourself. And you realize that it's a hopeless situation. You cannot solve the problem of yourself. And that's where you become, you recognize your absolute powerlessness. And of course, the only way out is the surrender of the self. Surrender of my self-identity. You know, right here, right now, like you learn from the Course, I'm perfect as God created me. Right here, as I am. So the Course in the 12 steps is about remembering who I am. There's nothing to acquire, there's nothing to get, there's nothing to achieve. I don't have to study the Course. I have to do nothing. Absolutely nothing. It's in the recognition of who we are. And that has to come as a discovery when you've absolutely reached your bottom. Like Darwin says, always stay in your bottom. Stay in your utter devastation that this world is not where I belong. There's something else that can be shown, another way to look at things. And it's a change of mind, change of attitude. And the 12 steps, we'll call it serenity. And the Course in Miracles, we'll call it forgiveness. But really the objective is just the same. To still the surface mind is essential, because as long as the mind is going off on thoughts, usually it's thoughts, grievances, jealousy, it seems like there's a million things, anger, things that come up in the course of a day. You know, we recognize with the 12 steps, it's always one problem and one solution. The problem is me, right here. And when you begin to see that you're responsible for your own pain, wow, that's a devastating moment. It's like, I'm responsible? There's nothing outside of me? I'm responsible for everything that occurs? Wow, that's a day of reckoning. But it's also a day of freedom, because as long as you think there's something outside of you that can cause pain, you are destined to repeat the same thing over and over, and actually lifetime after lifetime, until you come to the place where you recognize your powerlessness over being a human identity, being a body. So this is the thing that has to go, the ego, 12 steps call it, easing God out. That's the ego. And the problem it has in overcoming fear is because it always wants to be in control. Control is the problem of the ego. One problem, one solution, and the solution is always in the recognition of my wholeness. Not only of my wholeness, but the wholeness of everything around me. The recognition that right now, right where we are, I'm whole and perfect as God created me. That's the fact. So we remember that, you know, it's like a remembering and a forgetting. We're remembering ourselves as we truly are. And at first, for me, it came in glimpses. You know, you begin to see, wow, I'm really not this body, this human identity. I don't have to do anything to try to fix it. I don't have to achieve anything. Wow. It comes in glimpses. And it becomes such a relief. Why when you walk in the door, wow, let all my thoughts go. Be still, know that I am God. Step back, let him lead the way. Wow. So the problem is, of course, fear, and it has many names. You can call it anything. The little anxiety that seems to come up, the little disturbance that you feel in your mind. It always seems like you can recognize this by how you feel. If you're not completely at peace, completely connected in conscious contact with your Father, there's something I'm not looking at. So the reminder is, step back, let him lead the way. And in the stepping back, you begin to experience the peace of God that passes all understanding. And there's nothing you have to do for it. It's free, it's always there, but it must come to the place where, Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit. I don't know what I'm doing here. It's like left to my own designs, I will self-destruct in some way. So it really is letting go. So I just want to read a little bit. Nothing has ever happened except I lost my awareness of my conscious contact with God. And now I'm beginning to remember. So this is what the Course says in chapter 12. Would you not exchange this awareness for the awareness of fear? When we have overcome fear, not by hiding it, not by minimizing it, and not by denying its full import in any way, this is what you will really see. You cannot lay aside the obstacles to real vision without looking upon them, for to lay aside means to judge against. If you will look, the Holy Spirit will judge, and he will judge truly. Yet he cannot shine away what you keep hidden, for you have not offered it to him, and he cannot take it from you. So this is the essential. You know, as this fear comes up, as it will, as the light comes into your head, it will bring to mind any manner of things. So it really takes a stepping back and looking, just looking at the fear. You don't have to fix it, you don't have to change it, but it's necessary to look at your own fear. We are therefore embarking on an organized, well-structured, and carefully planned program aimed at learning how to offer the Holy Spirit everything you do not want. He knows what to do with it. You do not understand how to use what he knows. Whatever is given him that is not of God is gone. Yet you must look at it yourself in perfect willingness, for otherwise his knowledge remains useless to you. Surely he will not fail to help you, since help is his only purpose. Do you not have greater reason for fearing the world as you perceive it than for looking at the cause for fear and letting it go forever. So this is how you pull fear up by the roots. You know, it's like look directly at it and see that this you are causing to yourself, that there's nothing outside of you, and that is your ticket to freedom. Merely look and then hand it over. You know, when I first came into the program, it's like, oh my God, I heard, turn your life and will over to the care of God, over to the care of your higher power. And it seemed like a really big order. How do you turn your whole life and your will over? I had absolutely no idea. So I said, what do I do? And he said, the thing that's in your mind right now, that's all. It's like whatever is present in your mind, whatever fear or doubt or insecurity or sickness, whatever is going on in your mind right now, that's the only thing. And that's the thing, Father, you take it. I can't handle it. That's the point of surrender, and that's where the real help will come in. But as long as I'm trying to control and solve the problem, there is absolutely nothing. I just keep going around in circles. With Father, I don't know what to do. And you literally stand naked in your own uncertainty. You don't know how this is going to work out. You don't know what it looks like. You don't know who you are, where you're going, and what you're doing. But that moment of surrender, of being absolutely powerless, that's the moment also of freedom. And it switches in your mind. Do you have to come into that devastation and into that bottom? I did. Oh boy, I did more than once. You know, that's where the real help lies. God, you take it. I can't handle it. And then miraculously, when I did this, when I practice it, it never failed. The miracle always happened. That's where the miracle happens, right in the darkest place. That's why stay in your bottom. Stay in the emptiness of yourself, of the world, not knowing who you are, where you're going, what you're doing. But there is a power in you that knows the way, and he will guide you. Not as long as I'm in control. That's the key. Getting out of control. Yeah, step number one. It's really incredible. Okay. So it's like every bit of self-defense that I'm defending myself, every bit of conflict that I could ever experience, every aggravation from mild to wild, as the program says, no matter what I seem to be going through, the answer is all the same. One problem, one solution. The problem is separation. The healing is in the wholeness and recognition of the wholeness of my mind. Can I recognize my own wholeness without recognizing my brother's? Impossible. I really have to see that everyone is exactly the same. That everything has been given me. And now I have all the tools. You know, we know what to do now. So for me, I've been through the 12 steps. And now literally, for the most part, it becomes a one step for me. Father, help me. Help, thank you. Those are the basics. We hear them all the time. But I tell you, I need the reminder. I need the reminder. Ask for help. Wow. So, Sandra, you tell me when I'm going over. I don't have a clock, do you?
You're beautiful. You just keep going.
I don't want to talk too much. Anyways, here's something from the big book. The 12 steps. The answer is acceptance. Through acceptance, we begin to recognize who we are. And of course, through the Course in Miracles, it's forgiveness, but really in effect, it's the same thing. So here it is from the big book. I love it. Acceptance is the answer to all my problems today. When I am disturbed, it's because I find some person, place, thing, or situation, some fact of my life unacceptable to me, and I can find no serenity until I accept that person, place, or thing, or situation as being exactly the way it's supposed to be at this moment. Nothing, absolutely nothing, happens in God's world by mistake. I need to concentrate not so much on what needs to be changed in the world or in someone else, as on what needs to be changed in my own mind and in my own attitudes. So the key is always self-responsibility, taking responsibility for what I'm experiencing. That's the way out of hell, knowing that I'm responsible. Once you see that you're doing yourself to yourself, it really becomes easy and natural to come into the peace of your mind, because then you stop doing it. Like, oh, I can't blame anything outside of me anymore. I can't blame the situation, the weather, whatever seems to be occurring. It's all my mind. It's all a projection of my own mind. What do you do with the projection? Everything on the outside appears to be insane. It's all crazy. Everything is terminal. There's not one thing you can find here that won't supposedly die or disappear or turn to dust. But now we're after the thing that doesn't change. The thing that will never change is your eternal nature as God created you. So that's why the necessity is to go down deep, past all your fears and your conflicts. As long as you're in the surface mind, nothing's happening. That's why it says serenity is a necessity. And of course, in the Course, forgiveness is a necessity. You cannot still your mind if it's in conflict. So it's, Father, I will be still a moment and go home. Help me. And the help is there. So forgiveness is the answer to every problem you have. Forgive, and this will disappear. Forgiveness restores the kingdom of heaven to you. Wow, isn't that amazing? Forgiveness restores the kingdom of heaven. We never left heaven. Heaven is not a place or a condition outside of me. It's right here. And when my mind is in a state of forgiveness, I literally am in peace in heaven. It's quite an amazing thing. Peace of God that passes all understanding. To get a dive down deep. Forgiveness sweeps away all other dreams. And though it is itself a dream, it breeds no others. All illusions, save this one, must multiply a thousandfold. But this is where illusions end. Forgiveness is the end of dreams because it is a dream of waking. It is not itself the truth, yet it does point to where the truth must be and gives direction with a certainty of God Himself. It is a dream in which the Son of God awakens to Himself and to His Father, knowing that they are one. It's my only requirement is forgiveness. Not to forgive the offense, but I love this little thing in forgiveness. I always remember that whenever I think there's something to forgive. Forgiveness is still and quietly does nothing. It doesn't do anything. It's just allowing your mind to be still, allowing it to be quiet. Whenever a thought comes up to the surface, just look at it. Just look at it and let it go. This is a program of letting go and releasing whatever the appearance is. Not by minimizing it. Not by hiding it. The Holy Spirit cannot help you as long as I'm hiding. So it's like an exposure. It is exposing yourself. It's really funny because from my own self coming in through the 12 steps, it's like, oh, I'm done with that, you know. It's like the Course is here now, but it's like Artie was saying with her artwork, you know, it's like it's amazing what was revealed when you go to teach this, like all my old memories. And instead now of them being hurtful or harmful or negative memories, I really look back and I'm just so absolutely grateful. All those years I spend in AA meetings with smoke and coffee and 5 nights a week, you know, working on myself. It would have been nice if somebody could have told me then it was as easy as forgiveness, of letting go, of surrender. But you know, you have to find out for yourself. You have to find out for yourself. And exactly what you need will be given you when you turn. whatever in your life and your will, when you turn your heart over, come to your Father with holy, empty hands. Father, show me the way. And it's amazing. You will be shown. The problem, of course, is in thinking that some way that you arrive, you know, ah, everything is wonderful, it's good. Just keep looking where you find yourself, you know? It's a place of separation. External world is a place of separation. So now we turn our attention back from the insanity of what appears to be the world. Oh, let it ring, they'll give up. Yeah, the bell goes off in your head, you know? It's like, wow.
Yeah.
That's the bell that says, wake up. You've been asleep, you've been in a dream. Now it's time to wake up. Everything's been given. Like, don't go back, don't fall asleep again. Keep your mind on the kingdom. Single desire of the Son of the Father. It's got to keep active, it's got to keep in a point of surrender, it's got to keep in. Step one, recognizing your incredible powerlessness. But here in the Course, you know, it says, all power is given to me in heaven and earth. And that is a fact. But it's a fact that you don't recognize until you absolutely recognize your total powerlessness of this human body, ego, mind. Power is the power of love. It's nothing that you do in the world. There's nothing to do, nothing to accomplish. That power is in love and joy. We're just coming into it now. It's just like, just coming into this awakening. And it's beautiful, and you become so grateful. Thank you, Father. Keep it fresh and keep it new. Wow, and the only thing that I need is a little willingness. I love chapter 18, that little willingness. I won't read it now. But it's like, my only necessity is to ever so slightly have that small willingness. God does for me what I cannot do for myself. I can't try to fix myself or change myself in any way. Why? Because I'm an illusion. I mean, the world is an illusion. I'm an illusion. But what I am is not an illusion. What you are is the Son of God. You are Christ mind, pure love. Just as you are, sitting there right now. No change has to be made. It's just the release of the fear, looking at the fear, asking for help. One step at a time, one day at a time, one thought at a time. The thought always seems to be the interference to this conscious contact with God. So it's like the awareness is always there, deep within your heart. It's where you are. It's who you are as God created you. You brought it with you when you came, and you leave with it. It's pure awareness, pure love, pure contact with your source. No matter what seemed to have happened, its communication hasn't been interrupted in any way. It only seems to have been. So my job is to allow that little bit of willingness. Come to my Father with holy empty hands. Stay in the bottom of myself. I love you. I'm going to give you a chance to talk. I have no idea what time it is. I'm going too long. Go ahead if we have a chance.
Well, that was great. Thank you. I'm speechless, actually. Wow. Gratitude is definitely the word. Pat and I were talking that when we found out we were going to be teaching the class, it brings up all your 12-step memories. And it just makes you more grateful. because anytime anyone enters the 12 steps, they're desperate. There's no other reason that you do something so strange and drastic, and except that you absolutely are, you have no other recourse. And I wasn't addicted to a substance, but you know, I was just, you know, nothing was working. Imagine that. And it really was good, like Pat said, to go into a group and just know this is where I belong. And the problem that a lot of associations have is they don't want to belong with people like that. People that sick or that crazy. But once you've given up on that, you're happy to find like minds that want a solution. And I went to every kind of 12-step meeting that you can imagine. My father was an alcoholic, so I went to AA. I kept having relationships with alcoholics, which was actually the biggest reason I got into recovery. I think I saw I needed to break that cycle. And so I went to AA to see, you know, that side, which was wonderful because those beautiful AA men that, oh, that just open your heart, and there's just no way you can't fall in love with them. And just see them, you know, on their bottom, finding their own self, finding God, and sharing that with you. That was really, really good for me. And then I went to, you know, like Codependence Anonymous, Adult Children of Alcoholics, Emotions Anonymous, Sex and Love Addicts Anonymous, because the 12 steps will, of course, cure any addiction, because it's a spiritual program. And I remember when I was at a meeting and a man said, this was the first big experience I remember having was, he said, I realized that the hole in my heart was a God-shaped hole. And I just cried. I mean, that's a wonderful thing, because what else could it be? You've tried filling it with everything else, and that's why you're at the meeting. It didn't work. And it opened my mind to a whole new idea of God. And I think it was basically that it was the first time I'd actually gotten even a hint of an idea that maybe God doesn't judge. And I went home and cried. So maybe judgment is not an attribute of God. And then I was, thank goodness, found the secret of the program, because doing all the steps is wonderful, but it's the conscious contact with God that is actually the healing, like Pat was saying. You remember your own wholeness, you remember your own true self, and that in itself is healing, which is your conscious contact. Because otherwise, you're trying to do it yourself, and you're what they call it, white knuckling it. But if you're in the meetings and people are sharing their conscious contact with God, which they can only be sharing, you know, the love and the forgiveness and the healing that they're experiencing, then that is your invitation. Oh, I see, this is about something real. And the whole idea of healing an addiction is that you discover it with the steps and in the meetings and with your course, conscious contact, that you can give up your addiction because there's something real and something true and something, you know, alive that can replace your addiction. Because the only reason you were addicted was because you were missing that to begin with. And so to put your trust in at least the idea of it. And then the more you trust God, the more you trust, because you find out, sure enough, there is something to trust, and it is in me. And your trust just grows and grows and still is. And so that is what the program actually offers, is that. A true replacement. It's just like we say, we're forgiven, this will disappear.
as I realize and remember who I really am, the illusion automatically disappears. Because I am coming into my own reality. It's a miracle. What did I just say?
Strange. I have no idea. It must have been very powerful.
What did I just say right before that? I don't know if it helps to turn the volume down. Well, stand up. Maybe that works better. I was so happy it was a 12-stepper since I had been, and that helped me to identify with, hey, look, it's the same for all of us. We all reach our bottom. We all ask for help. We all receive that help because we finally seriously want it. And I just thought it was wonderful that he had worked the program and served and actually had his awakening working the 12 steps, which showed me that it is the way. It may seem to be supposedly to help you become sober and to recover from your addiction, but it is actually offers you the totality of your being, the totality of recovery, which is what we call it in the program. And I remember when I was in Denver, when we discovered the master teacher, he would come and teach. And I remember the instant that I heard that he was offering me a real alternative, complete freedom from what I had made that I didn't know at the time I had made. Who cares? He offered me that real alternative, and I said, "You've got to be kidding." Just like that. It's the same thing as I can escape from the world I see by giving up attack thoughts. And I was in. I said, "Boy, it sure beats therapy. Sure beats all those 12-step meetings." So in the program, that's what they say. And this came out of the journal, I guess. Tuesday. 12 Steps to Enlightenment, How It Really Works, A Course in Miracles in the 12-Step Program. And then over here it says, standing at the final turning point, the inevitable graciousness of surrender, like Pat was saying, the inevitable graciousness of surrender. Because he always said, your power's in your acquiescence. You wouldn't think that, but it makes sense when you discover it about the ego. Overcoming the inherent resentment and grievance of the human conditional mind. You can actually do that. You can overcome, that's the best news, the inherent resentment and grievance of the human conditional mind, living in each holy instant, realizing the incalculable magnitude of full recovery. I'm in. That's an offer I can't refuse. Whoops, yeah, I sat down again. Maybe I'll take this out of my pocket. Maybe that will help. Let's try that. Sorry, buddy. So I just want to read you the first part of the 12-step program in A Course in Miracles, the manner and method of reestablishing communication with eternal reality. I can take a hint. From recovery, 12-step recovery, to enlightenment. Let's not stop at recovery. To all recovering addicts and Course in Miracles teachers, thanks for listening. You may well be, at this moment, further along in your homeward journey than the scenario of existence you have been conjuring as your life in this dark continuum of fearful existence would indicate. Perhaps it's time at last to decide enough is enough. Let's begin at the beginning and see if we can light up a cavern or two together. The 12-step program is a divinely inspired manner and method of recovery from the fatal disease of addiction to alcohol called alcoholism. A Course in Miracles is a divinely inspired method and manner of recovery from your addiction to a possessed conceptual self-existence, selfishly maintained by denial and rejection of the eternal love. Yeah, really, maybe so. Well, they're recording it, is why we have them. It isn't really, you know, so you can hear us anyway, but they're recording it, so I'll try and leave it the way it is. A Course in Miracles is a divinely inspired method and manner of recovery from your addiction to possessed conceptual self-existence, selfishly maintained by denial and rejection of the eternal love of God. It is an addiction to temporal existence and death that we will call mortalism. So it would be like, hi, my name is Sandra, I'm a mortalholic. The 12-step program and A Course in Miracles are identical. Not only are they identical in the process of the admission of a whole God or unity, but in the technique by which your conscious contact with God can be enhanced and at last fully realized. In other words, 12 steps have, I mean, AA has the 12 steps, and you work the program. It works if you work it. We have the mind training. There's really not any difference. It's both let go and let God. Not only are they identical in the process of the admission of a whole God or unity mind, but in the technique by which your conscious contact with God can be enhanced and at last fully realized. Many of us remember the initial feeling of serenity that would come over us as we experienced the peace of mind we discovered we could share at 12-step meetings, a sharing of complete helplessness and surrender which, for many, brought a dramatic spiritual intervention as we turned our will and life over to the care of God. In the Course, it is the experience of a holy instant, which is a continuing mechanism of self-realization through surrender of conceptual self-identity. For those of you who would care to examine it, the reenactment of the holy instant, or the time of surrender, is the sole purpose of the 12-step groups and of Miracle Teacher of God gatherings. The whole basis of the 12-step program, including the steps themselves, is to maintain a continuing conscious contact with God. This is, of course, true in the miraculous maturity of your mind to a realization of eternal wholeness that is the Course in Miracles. Those of you who are coming to a 12-step program in the degeneration of the fact that it is completely and only a spiritual program, and somehow are according it the necessity for a continuing therapeutic reassociation of the ego are very sadly mistaken about what the 12-step program is. There is literally no therapy in the 12-step program at all, except the confession of any continuing resentments you have maintained, which, as you release, become a part of the mechanism whereby you recover and discover what? Forgiveness of yourself and all those around you. This is indeed how it works. One more paragraph. I was rummaging through my dresser this morning and have with me a copy of How It Works from the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous and a dog-eared, life-saving prayer book called the 24-Hour Book, with daily prayers and instructions for an entire year. Until the time of my personal surrender, I certainly had no conscious intent or even serious idea of pursuing any sort of spiritual path. Now suddenly and miraculously, I had been given a whole new meaning and purpose for being alive. And he goes on in this booklet, he goes through all of the 12 steps using the Big Book and A Course in Miracles. It's fascinating. But let's just get to the end and see what he has to say. The admission in both teachings is that the resentment can be released immediately because you are the resentment. And the holy instant is inevitably the moment that you release it, because your addiction to your own self-willed existence is what the grievance was. It's what Pat was saying. Now are you whole and alive in the fullest measure, as the miracle of God-dependence frees you from the bondage of self-inflicted pain, loneliness, and death of this world. And now a joyous reunion of our minds occurs. The sharing of the experience of the miracle is an imperative part of our awakening to the reality of eternal life. We offer to each other and the world our vision of a completely new meaning and purpose for this apparent aggregation in time and space. Not death, but life. That I was present at your miracle happening had to do with the certainty that I could share with you my miraculous experience of healing, not as identified in the situation of the world. In the sharing of the healing grace of the light and love of God, our minds communicate this simple and incredibly exciting realization that we are whole and perfect and eternally alive as God created us. Thank you, God, for everything and everyone.
Thank you, Sandra. Mm-hmm. It's okay, huh? Well, I'll just say one word, another word, about what happens as a direct result of working the programs of the Course in Miracles and the 12 Steps. And it's incredible. And I know you've all felt it, because you begin to come to life. You begin to come alive. You begin to be happy for no reason at all. You know, just out of the blue. It's like, wow. I know the first time that I experienced that, and I think I was 3 months sober in the program of AA, and I had always passed the street on the way to work. But one morning I was going to work and I had to stop. It's like, I really saw the tree. You know, it's like, I saw the bark and the leaves, and it was sparkling in the sun and the light. And it was my first real experience of coming to life, of coming alive. It's like, wow, that's just a tree. And it's like, I didn't feel apart from it or separate. It was like, it was me. It was one of those, oh, God, thank you. It's like, talk about the pink cloud when you come on AA. Sometimes you have these incredible experience of being dead and shut in and in the darkness, and all of a sudden you begin to come to life. And you know, it's the same with the Course in Miracles. Like, you begin to get happy, and the gratitude is overwhelming. You start to have gratitude attacks instead of attacks of anxiety. You know, all the fear that I experienced. And of course, drinking is just a symptom of a much deeper fear. It was the only way I could find relief for the situation I found myself in. And it was just, being in the world was so painful. I had to cover it in some way. So very gradually, with working the steps, you begin to come alive, you begin to come alive, and you begin to appreciate people. And it continues to grow and grow, you know? This passion of creative mind, oh my God, all I can say is the gratitude is overwhelming. When I went into the dining room yesterday and I saw those four guys standing there all dressed in costumes or whatever, and they had spent hours and hours and hours making these little pierogies, you know? It's like, that's passion. That's my brother in his give, you know? And it's just like, you get overwhelmed with a feeling of love and gratitude for your brother. You know, you begin to see your brother, who he is, and allowing him to be exactly as he is without wanting to change him in any way. And it's like, I always tried so hard to change myself, to be acceptable, to be a good girl, to be something, and I was always like caving in on myself. And now you find what you are is just okay, you know? It's acceptable.
It's really nothing, but it no longer causes conflict. And now when I find myself getting into this blue funk, I can just say, oh, there she goes again, you know? It's like you stop identifying with your thoughts. We think our thoughts are what we are, you know, the good thoughts, the bad thoughts. We think that is me. No, they're just thoughts. And you see them come and you see them go and you just let yourself be. Wherever you find yourself, you wait for a moment, everything passes, it changes. And dear one always used to say, just let it change. Whatever situation you find yourself in, it's changing all the time. Step back, ask for help, and watch it change. And this is the practice now, you know? And now the 12 steps are condensed with one step, just remembering who you are. Wake up in the morning, I think it was Nora that said yesterday, you wake up in the morning and you begin to remember who you are, that you are whole, you're connected with everything. You're not this separate body-mind. A conscious contact with God is worth everything. I think we have other things to do. Clear the way and clear the contact with your Father. And that, of course, is letting go of your fears, your grievance, your doubts, your insecurities. One problem, one solution. Hand it over. It's really, that's what the miracle is. It's taken from you. So little is required. Just that willingness to let the light come into your mind. That think, the grievance, I will not let that go. Thing that happened in the past, you recognize that everything is always past. I remember seeing this Star Trek movie, and it made such an impression on me because this man lost his son and his daughter and his wife in a fire. And he went to a planet where people could see the thought that he was having. You could see your thought. And he kept bringing up this fire and the destruction of his wife and his helplessness of being able to help his wife and children. And he kept bringing it up. And they said to him, why do you do that? Why do you bring up the fear from the past and have it control you now? It's like, why don't you let it go? It's over. It cannot happen again. So whatever has gone by, it's always over in the past, no matter what has happened. When you begin to recognize that, you're free to come into the present moment. That's the whole key. That's the promise. While you're here in the body, the present moment offers you everything. And you find that you're able to go deeper into that presence, deeper into the peace of God. Thank you so much. Thank you for letting me teach myself. Yeah, when you teach it, you begin to hear it yourself. You become very grateful for your brothers for listening to you. I want to read something I just found over there. Let's see. And this is so, so incredible. No man can serve two masters. It's like, I cannot serve God and serve this world. I cannot serve my brother here. That service that you see of people serving their brothers, they're serving God. Serve God. It might look like serving your brothers, but that one singular purpose of serving God will set you free. No man can serve two masters, for he will hate one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. So it's like that singular purpose that we have in our mind is so important. So easy to get hypnotized by the world, thinking that we're doing something at this level. Father, it is today that I am free, because my will is yours. I thought to make another will, yet nothing that I thought apart from you exists. And I am free because I was mistaken and did not affect my own reality at all by my illusions. Now I give them up and lay them down before the feet of truth,
to be removed forever from my mind. This is my holy instant of release, Father. I know my will is one with yours. And so today we find our glad return to heaven, which we never really left. The Son of God this day lays down his dreams. The Son of God this day comes home again, released from sin and clad in holiness, with his right mind restored to him at last. Sounds like you don't have to put it off. You know, I always thought you had to get it right, that you had to work on yourself to be a certain way before you could experience your will as one with God. And it's just not so. It's right here in this moment. No time has ever passed, although the appearance looks like time is passing. You're born, you live your life, and you die. It's all appearance. The fact is, we never left. We're home in heaven this moment. And when you see it in your brother, you see it in yourself. It has to be the same for everything or it doesn't work. And that's why the Course says, one exception held apart from true perception and the whole world is brought back into your awareness. So that's our job, is looking at these one exceptions, these appearances that seem to come up in our mind, little bits and spots of fear, and recognize what they do to our mind. They pull us into littleness, pull us into the smallness of our mind. All of a sudden, we're a human being in a body again. It's like when you catch yourself doing that, just remember, this is not what I am. It's not what my brother is. The whole imperfect is we're created. Do we have to get it with a concept first? We say it. You know, it's like the Course will say, we teach perfection over and over again until we learn it for ourselves. Perfection is not of the body. We'll never get it right here. We'll never get it right. And that's why the forgiveness, overlooking of the way you are in the body and the way everything else is. You know that it's changing all the time, and if it changes, it's not real. The thing that will never change is what you are in truth, and that's for us to discover, and that's what we are discovering as we come into conscious contact with God. You think this is a big thing, and lightning comes down from heaven. It's really not like that. At least it hasn't been for us. Maybe some people get that immediate awakening. But when you are in the peace of God, you're not looking for something else. You know, it's like where you are is an okay place to be. You're in the peace of your mind. You know that God is there. He's always been there. And you have not been separate. You'll never find God looking outside yourself. You must find him within yourself. And it starts with a peace. And that's our job. Come into peace. Come into the present moment. And that gratitude and that love you begin to experience, that's the thing. That's the wind under your wings. That lifts you up. Be grateful. Wow. One more thing, though. I'll be quiet. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father does. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. So when you're in communication with your source, this is you speaking. You do nothing of yourself. What you do is none of your business. You let God work through you. Let him speak through you. Let him be in you as you. The power of God is in you. We try it out, we experiment a little bit at a time, we get glimpses and glimmerings. But this is enough to move us on until, like the Holy Spirit will always push us and move us and show us the thing that we need to literally release within our mind. And he won't let us alone until we've come into union with our Father. Complete and total union. Thank God it won't let us alone. You think you got it for a moment, and boy, we're right back on our knees again. So really
It's a constant, eternal surrendering to our source. Wow. Father, I give you all my thoughts today. I would have none of mine. In place of them, give me your own. I give you all my acts as well, that I might do your will instead of seeking goals which cannot be obtained and wasting time in vain imaginings. Today I come to you. I will step back and merely follow you. Be you the guide and I the follower who questions not the wisdom of the infinite, nor love whose tenderness I cannot comprehend, but which is yet your perfect gift to me. Today we have one guide to lead us on. As we walk together, we will give this day to him with no reserve at all. This is his day, and so it is a day of countless gifts and mercies unto us. God only gives, and he wants to give you everything. But as long as my self-will is blocking that, he cannot enter in, the light cannot enter. So that release of my own self-will into the will of God is the thing that will set me free. Thank you. Thank you so much for letting me teach what I need to learn. I love you so.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's me.